Hello, my dear. You have a prescription for me, I assume? Yes, I see here now. You have been plagued by a sleep demon. Nasty little critters they are. Yes, you have been prescribed a tincture and some tea. Not bad, not bad at all. These things are easy enough, but I will have to administer the tincture myself, as it is a delicate process. Will you please come into the back? Yes. You will need to lay on the couch, and I will begin the process. Are you comfortable now? Very good. These particular tinctures are made with ingredients that partially do not exist in your world. So, for them to be prescribed to a human like you, you must be quite special to someone. I seem to catch myself wondering. Anyway. The herbs, they are diluted in a rare alcohol made from, let us just say, the secretions of a hellhound. And leave it at that. And I will have to use a glass needle to inject it into several sites across your body. It has a self-numbing agent though, so it should not be uncomfortable. But if you experience any discomfort through the process, please let me know. And we will stop. And I will use a topical analgesic. Okay. Shall we begin? Then we will begin with this nasty little. Series of markings on your left side, shall we? Yes. Yes. So, you have been seeing Dr. Aziel for a while now. She is quite the competent physician, is she not? Yes. She has been with us the longest, I believe. Almost, 3,000 years now. She, used to be... Oh, I should not gossip about her history. She used to be one of our regular patients. I was an alchemist for her for quite some time before that, making various love potions, if you were. let's get over here now. Yes, how does that feel? No pain, my dear. There we are. There. That is good. You are one of my more patients. Yes. She was quite accomplished in her prior field. Though I do respect her choice to become a physician. She caused quite a bit of pain and hardship. So, I suppose it is only natural for her to change her specialty over to metaphysician. Yes. There. That should do that side. There. Now let's work on your other side, shall we? What did I do before becoming an alchemist or pharmacist, as your world calls it? I was... I was a vampire. Half demon, half vampire. Crossbreed. Not much I could do for people. And, not much call for such beings in the underworld. So, I began mixing chemicals found at someone that would train me. Let's get over here now. Became an accomplished alchemist. No, I cannot turn lead into gold. For that, you would need the power of 6 suns. Quite beyond the range of any alchemist in this world. You know, she was one of my biggest supporters when I was starting out. Do not let her deceive you, though. She was once human. It's probably where she got her kind heart from. Right over here. Middle. Right there. Yes. There we are. Just about finished. Yes. There you are. Of course, she was born well before the rise and fall of any civilizations you've known about. I believe it was the... what was it? I don't remember now. She's been around for so very long. Yes, you should probably ask her yourself. I probably get the answer. Oh, a date. Well, that would be a good way to get to know her. No, would it not? Or at least that is what I assume. There's compliments. I know in her early days she was quite I do not believe she was fond of her more demonic traits, but I believe she is more used to them now. In fact, I do believe she is quite proud of her horns. I mean, they're not quite as nice as mine, but they're quite nice nonetheless. Ah, and her eyes. A compliment of anyone's eyes would be a good compliment, would it not? Now, let us get the rest of your prescription, shall we? Yes, the tea. Now, you will need to drink this twice a day for 3 days in a row, and you will be completely cured. The tincture was to break the bonds, and this is to completely remove the curse. Okay? Once this is all done, you will have nothing to worry about. Yes, everything will be okay now. Do not worry. And if you have any further troubles, well, you have a wonderful doctor to take care of you. Now, do you not? There you are now. Run along, dear. There you are.